This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Website, richardallenmiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. .com. Rick, you know, at the end of the last hour, I mentioned three businesses. And I mentioned that they're in the promise business. And those businesses are insurance, banking, and religion. So if you look at insurance, and these are big businesses in this country. If you look at Springfield, Missouri, you'll see a church on every third corner. Literally. And the insurance business is one of a promise of indemnification. That means put you back where you were before the event happened. But really, we found out that if you're insured, just try to collect what you think that you should be collecting. And it's a fight. So that's a business of promises that are really many broken promises. Then if you look at banking, that is a system of, well, the insurance business, banking, and religion are concepts in my mind, okay? And the banking business is one of, you have this belief that there's some value, but it's really a concept. Money is a concept right now. There is no tangible backing that I can see of any kind in banking that is commensurate with the value that we've placed on it. For example, a $1 note and a $5 note and a $20 note and a $100 note, they all cost about the same to produce. Maybe it's a little variation within the magnetic strip in the 100. But other than that, they're about the same value to produce, which is pennies compared to the value that we think they have. So that's a concept, and it's based on a promise. Promise of value, an implied promise. And then you have religion. And that's another series of promises. You know, you do the right thing and you show up for services as required. You may get into heaven, may.
Or get 27 virgins, or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't, you're certainly going to go to a fiery, unpleasant place called hell. So we have three businesses, big businesses that are based on promises and beliefs and concepts in my mind. And please, I hope people don't think ill of me because I'm delineating this the way I really see it. I'm not saying I'm against religion. I'm just saying that it really is a bunch of promises by a bunch of humans, right, who are at the front of these businesses. We call them priests and rabbis and pastors.
Yeah, they require a priest to talk to God on your behalf.
Right, right. And see, as a frugal person, I don't think I need to do that. I think I can talk to God myself. As a matter of fact, I know I can. But what I'm saying, Rick, is how do we get to the point where we have placed such enormous value on insurance, banking, and religion as compared with other things?
Yeah, the American dream. Well, for that, you must be first asleep.
Okay, so then with all of these, praise the Lord, Christians, How do we get to the point where we are so corrupt? How did we get to the point where we are not trustworthy? How did we get to the point where we will lie, cheat, steal, swap partners, be perverts? I mean, we have really, really lost our way.
That's what I said. The difference between ethics and morals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our children need now. They need living examples of how to walk your talk.
But where do they get
all dysfunction, like pedophilia, gambling, spousal abuse, all of that is learned behavior. Watching.
Where are they going to find it? Rick, where are they going to find these examples?
Well, that's what the church was supposedly originally about.
Yes.
All codes of ethics, rules of conduct, where you band together for fellowship. So that you had a reinforcement of your specific beliefs and ideals. But the whole thing that went sideways when you started making judgment on another.
And making war.
Well, that's
on them.
Most wars have been fought over who's right regarding religion.
Well, as
more people have been killed in the name of God than any other name.
Yeah, and I, you know, I was on the phone with one of our instructors yesterday, and I mentioned that when someone says, "Hey, I'm a Christian," the first thing I do is hold on to my wallet. And I'm not making an exaggeration. Because normally when you hear, he's a Christian, he's a really good guy, he's a Christian. And if it's, and the next thing is, you know, you can buy your insurance from him. You can buy your parts from him. You can do business with him. When I hear he's a Christian in this neck of the woods, in Missouri, I hold on to my wallet. Because now I'm skeptical. Because if someone is religious, if someone has beliefs, and if someone has values that are above board and honest and have integrity, I don't need to hear that they're a Christian. I would be able to see it.
Well, that's
without
the idea of past deeds and history of performance.
Yeah.
And when you have a history that's laid out, I can't believe what's happening. I am going through my life right now. I had 18 file cabinets from all when I was a little boy, and I'm now sorting and, you know, downsizing. And I am finding messages I wrote to myself at the time telling my future what to do. It's really interesting what's happening for me. I am becoming, what's the right word? A man on fire. I am inflamed. It is as if I had been talking to myself all along and I left myself notes on what to do next in the future. Now, is that predestiny? No, it's a closed system where I had dialogue with my inner self.
You know, Rick, as I go through life lately, last few years, I've become more grumpy. And let me give you an example. You know, I've had it.
I love you, man. I love that part of you.
Well, I've become more grumpy. Let me give an example. You know, we were talking about medicine in hour number one. I just want to give you an example of how I react. Yeah, I mentioned that I fired this dentist. Before he even became my dentist, I fired him. Because I thought his ethics were skewed and not the way I liked them. So he got fired. And I give out his name, except the only reason I'm not giving out his name is I think that somebody might mistake what I'm saying to think, hey, I should go to him because Vinny mentioned his name. He's a good guy. No, I'm not doing that. But so my father, when he was alive, was on prescription medicine, which I think actually kind of helped him. He had Parkinson's. and dopamine was something that was able to help him. Well, I called in the refill to the Walmart pharmacy, local pharmacy, when we dealt with them. And I said, when will this be ready? And they said, 1 o'clock. It'll be ready at 1 o'clock. You can pick it up at 1 o'clock. So it's a one-hour round trip. And I was taking care of my dad. He required 24/7 care. We took care of him here. Okay? It was end-of-life care. And so it was very stressful. Well, so I raced out to Walmart and to get the prescription. I was there at 1 o'clock. And I went to the got in line. I said, okay. It'll be ready in an hour. I said, I called this in, and it's supposed to be ready now. They said, it'll be ready in an hour. And I said, is that the best you can do? Because it's supposed to be ready now. And they said, yes, best we can do. I said, okay. All right. I'm just going to go over there. I see you've got a bench over there. I'll be on the bench. So what I did, Rick, was they had this metal bench right in the pharmacy, right next to the line. So if the line's long and you want to sit down, you can sit down on this bench. Well, I stretched out on this bench, and I was lying down on the bench. I figured I'm going to be there for an hour, so I might as well take a nap. Do you know that they had my prescription ready, like right away? Because they did not like the idea.
Services now. We've talked about that earlier and how the whole nature of services now are self-serving.
Yes. Yes. And so the point I'm trying to make is these are the kinds of reactions that I have. And this isn't what I used to be like. And I was a little more easy.
I'm sure your dad taught you well.
He did.
Oh, Vincent, you're so fun. Oh, man.
My dad did teach me to be polite. However, there was a divergence in what he taught me and my behavior lately. And it's because I see things crumbling. I see people falling down on their obligations. And it's not like they say, oh, I am so sorry.
There's no pride anymore in what you do.
Right. Right. But they don't say, I'm so sorry because I know you drove an hour round trip to be here. I know it's important. Boy, we're going to put you at the front of the line because it's our fault. No, they don't do that. It's just like, hey, come back in an hour, bub.
Remember, you're no longer a human being.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And I guess that is one of the salient points
to
take away.
That's because, quote, there are too many people in the world, end quote. So there is an order, a standing order, to reduce the world population as part of the end game.
And it's working. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, you know, last week, Rick, last week we talked about the Department of Defense initiating and carrying out a simulation of a grid down situation. The Amateur Radio Relay League sent out a post on the internet. We read that, and we're trying to figure out exactly how these guys could pull this off. We couldn't figure out how they could simulate an EMP
with a
grid down situation. We figured that they did it with the internet.
How they did it was with Comcast.
Right. Let's talk about that.
It was supposedly a car drove into a pole, and we lost power here in Grants Pass, Oregon. But it was mostly, nationally, it was Comcast. Comcast had a failure. Isn't that interesting?
You're talking about the coincidence, right?
Oh,
isn't
the coincidence
now,
of Comcast failing nationally across the board, where, you know, one quarter of America was shut down like a grid-like situation.
Yes. Now, my understanding is that the issues were in Mountain View, California, Portland, Oregon, Denver, Colorado, Chicago, Illinois, Seattle, Washington, New York, San Francisco, California, Houston, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Boston. Yes. Yes. All big cities.
The
big ones.
In Grants Pass, Oregon, was right at midnight, 00:00, boom, boom, boom. Isn't that coincidentally interesting? Oh, and we honor vets.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the Comcast Cares responses, and it says some customers are having issues with their Xfinity service. We apologize and appreciate your patience while we work to fix. Next one. Our teams continue to monitor an external network issue. We apologize for the inconvenience and will provide updates as we learn more. Next one. Internet issues should now be resolved for almost all customers. We apologize for the inconvenience and thank you for your patience. Nowhere did I see, hey, listen, this is a government-sponsored test. We made a lot of money on it. Stock prices should go up a little bit, you know, because we're cooperating, getting paid by the government. Or here's what really happened. There is no explanation of what really happened.
Why are we no longer
and by the way,
Washington Post trying to report Watergate-type situations? What has happened to our media? Well,
I can tell you what's happened to our media.
Yeah.
I can tell you what's happened to our media. I talked to one of the owners years ago of, he used to own a television stations in Springfield. He owns radio stations right now, multiple radio stations, big ones. And we were talking about the election. And he said, you know, Republicans' money is just as good as Democrat money. And what he was saying is, I don't care who runs as long as they pay for their commercials. That's how I interpreted that. I also was counseled on things that I was saying that weren't too popular with the establishment, you know, the government. They didn't like the things that I was saying, and they wanted me to knock it off. So there's no question to me it's all about money. And I was pressured to allow certain sponsors on my broadcast, USA Prepares, when I was on a local radio station in Springfield, Missouri. And I had problems with this one particular company, well, actually several companies' ethics. And I would not let them advertise on my broadcast because I didn't want our class to think that I approve of these advertisers. And so they really pressured me, and they would slip this guy's commercials in every once in a while. And finally, I lost my temper. And I said on the air, hey, just because you hear commercials on this broadcast doesn't mean I support, endorse, or condone what they do. Specifically this one, I don't. Boom. That helped me retire from that radio station, just saying that. So you can't mess with the money. You can't mess with money when it comes to radio. One thing you can't do is criticize sponsors. That is an absolutely unforgivable sin in radio, commenting on advertising.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick. There's a statistic on the internet that I just looked up, and it's British Petroleum says that they've got a revised estimate of reserves of oil on the planet, and that estimate is that there's enough oil to last the world another 53.3 years at current production rates. 53.3 years. Now, when I think about that, I think, geez, you know, I've got some cars that may last that long. I probably won't, but some of these vehicles may last that long. Well, you know, we've got... you know, I've got an old AMX, which is a 1968. I have two of those, you know, and so, you know, we've got some old vehicles here, antiques, and they may, with proper care and maintenance, and if we can keep the rubber parts from oxidizing and ozone from eating them, maybe we can get these to last another, you know, 40, 50 years. But the oil to power these guys, we're looking at 53.3 years. Renewable energy. What are your thoughts on renewable energy?
We have a lot of options. And why we continue to work with electricity and nuclear energy is beyond me. You know, our atmosphere screens most of the light from the sun. And just that energy alone is the whole concept of what a Dyson sphere was, Nibiru, you know, with the, I can go off into sci-fi if you'd like, because Stanford says, well, there's our binary. Well, wait, the infrared signature is wrong. And what does that mean? Well, a good friend of mine that just retired from JPL says, well, that most likely it's something like a Dyson sphere surrounding the sun and the solar system to keep it as a closed system using all the energy. Now, Dyson was a scientist that invented this concept of a sphere of gold that would be surrounding the solar system as a bubble that captured all the energy from the sun. And basically, from what I'm now understanding Nibiru, and I did a talk last night on Kerry Cassidy about that, it may be that Nibiru is our future coming in to visit the moment. One of my friends, a guy named Gerald Gardner, is suggesting it might be the owners of Earth coming by to pick up the rent. there's all kinds of possibilities here of what we're talking about. What is energy? It's the ability to do work at a distance. That's the way we define energy. The ability to do work at a distance. And work as a definition having to do with force over a period of time. So we have several measurements that we're making, one of which is the concept of time as a measurement, a field of measurement, you know. And now we're discovering that space and time are not exactly what we thought they were originally. And that time is a variable like gravitational force. There's a relationship here that we do not yet understand in the nature of what makes things work, and the scientists' absolute need for reproducibility and repeatability. They're different. To reproduce it and to repeat it. In other words, to have prediction of knowing that if I do this, that will happen. That's a type of security that only belongs to saints. Because, truthfully, time is not real any more than space, any more than information. They are concepts like cryptocurrency in your imagination as the way things work. And you have made an assumption that is not necessarily true, that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And when you make those kinds of assumptions, you set up the rules of engagement for what doors can be possible and what doors are not possible. And it's all structured in your imagination of what you define as assumed truths and definitions, the beginning of science. Now, it turns out that once you can step back and witness that aspect of physics, now you realize there's no difference between science and religion, except that science has become the leading religion of this world. And that's that, as I see it. Now, with that said, that means I can change the rules. And I'm going to now suggest that imagination is reality, and that all else follows form. Function following form. And I'm going to also suggest that you're only limited by your ability. You know, the reticulants didn't exist until there was a movie around them. There are the concepts of Nephilim in the 1820s associated with spaceships and other races manufacturing us. In 1820, when they discovered that skull, did not exist. Where did that come from, and what did that mean? Well, we had a whole bunch of other theories about that. And basically, why it's no longer in the Smithsonian is because the Smithsonian was formed around two brothers that were trying to vet and make credible their father, who was a Methodist minister, chasing Joseph Smith, trying to regain his Methodist ministry and flock on a individual that had a new religion based on a close encounter. Now, I'm going to tell you that we have a lot of different inconsistencies out there, one of which is in the media right now regarding Antarctica. Another is the Paris Accord, where the United States is the only country that has not joined that fallacy. I have lots of criticisms on Trump, but I'm going to say right up front, he's a nationalist and wants America to remain America, even though he probably right now is under house arrest. And that the United States government is in martial law, and the states around it have not yet realized that. We have a problem going on here in Glacamora. And I am a scientist, which means I don't get it. I do, but I don't get it. And it's led me, to believe we've been invaded by something non-human. And when I say non-human, I'm not even sure what I mean by that at any moment. And to look for life forms in the structure of water-bearing planets and sweet zones for human life as we understand it. There's life forms that are based not on carbon, but on cyanide. And there's all kinds of possibilities that we have not even begun to notice in space around us. That's why Carl Sagan, in his movie Contact, tried to implicitly set the idea that aliens did not have to be from a space-time point of view. And that all of our SETI and other kinds of things that we do, looking for things, are extremely biased and limiting. And that is what actually, in fact, made us God's favored. We have choice. We have gone beyond the mold, like David Copperfield. I want something more for myself. It's not about money. Where do we go from here?
Rick, you said you're talking about David Copperfield and wanting more. Well, it seems to me that too many people want more. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, they want to be more inventive. They want to bless the planet more. Oh, they want more.
Yeah, greed is good.
Right. And
yeah.
as a result of wanting more, we're destroying our planet.
Well, and that reminds me of the movie Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, Mama, feed me. And short circuit, I crave input.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm thinking about something you said about the Earth's atmosphere. And, you know, there's this thought that what we could do is we could get the sun's energy and we can capture that outside of our Earth's atmosphere and then transmit it.
There's lots of things we could be doing that we're not.
Yep.
Oregon has developed a system of buoys that go up and down with the tide. Just that up and down movement because of celestial planetary movement generates power. And if you set that system up in Nova Scotia, at the north end of Nova Scotia, where all the farm units are, that tide swings 60 feet every day and is enough to power the entire eastern seaboard without any other form of energy, to include nuclear energy. And Indian Point leaking, Florida, and everything is leaking in nuclear energy. Why are we continuing to do that when it's dirty?
Rick, you know, that's the only form of harnessing kinetic energy that I can think of. The only way of generating power that I can think of that is not harmful in a big way.
There's another way, and we'll talk about it at the other end of the commercial. A better way.
Sounds great. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, very quickly, I've got an update. At 4 o'clock today, Thursday, I'll be Dr. Bill Deagle's guest. We're going to be talking about preparedness and survival. So at 4 o'clock today on GCN, I will be his guest. Metaphysics, Rick, you want to tell us about what you're offering?
How about human power? Everybody's obese, approximately. How about you walk it off with your own energy, like a bicycle? That's the way Ernest Kallenbach described it in Ecotopia. He lived next door to me when I was a small boy. I had the great fortune of learning about ecology and the use of humans and the way they would function best when they were using themselves as their source of energy. How's that sound?
You know, I learned about some of those concepts at the university back in the 1971 through 1976. Actually, 78 when I spent time at a couple different universities. But, yeah, that's a really good point. But is it efficient when you consider the consumption of BTU input or food?
So there's a good place to do it. You could, for example, where your well is, instead of having a pump, which you pump by hand, you could have a little bicycle that you got on and you did a little treadmill kind of pulling your water out of the ground with your own energy. And that alone gives you a whole different relationship to the water you pulled out of the ground and why it's important for your life.
Yeah, and you certainly wouldn't waste much of it if you had to ride that bike for 10 minutes to get 3 gallons of water. You
which
certainly
is enough
wouldn't
to feed you for the day, and it only took you 10 minutes of your life and not 10% of your paycheck.
Interesting point. You know, as we were talking about this, I was thinking of, you know, harnessing energy. We've got what, you know, we used to call dinosaur type powered energy, which would be power generation from natural gas and coal and oil, and all those dinosaur powered energy production systems are dangerous to the environment. And then hydro, which is much, much safer until the dam breaks, right? And then wind is pretty safe, except for birds trying to fly through the propellers and the sound of these low frequencies that may be damaging to life forms. And then you've got nuclear, and that's just great, except for the failures of the nuclear vessels, and then there's no safe way of handling the radioactive substances. So the only really, really good large-scale production energy system that I can think of, and I think, you brought it up, of course, is harnessing of the tides. I mean, that is absolutely brilliant. They talked about that back in the 1960s, I believe, in Popular Science, Popular Mechanics.
Well, that two was magazines, the principle of Amsterdam and why people rode around on bicycles rather than automobiles.
Yeah. I wish, by the way, I wish that Popular Science and Popular Mechanics would return to the type of publications that they used to have. They were really inspirational to me. I could read them over and over again and then find, you know, ways of doing things better in my life based on suggestions of other people. That was great. But Popular Mechanics, where did it go? I don't even know if it's around anymore.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yep. There's other forms of power sources. Hydrogen has a promise of way more in terms of using water and the hydrogen molecule inside water. And one of the other ones we have is all around the Earth, we have magma. We have the ability to harness that heat. The thing is, it's the conversion into the systems we're using. Now, a bicycle to pull out your drinking water makes absolute sense.
Yeah, and the problem with hydrogen is most of it is combined with oxygen, and it's in the form of water, so we've got to separate it, which takes energy. And if it,
technology. The first automobiles did not run on petroleum. They ran on water.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a horse did.
Rick, we're out of time. Richard Allen Miller. Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.